Chapter 33. Portia Cassidy emerged from the Paradise Mall, loaded with packages, heading for her car, where she was surprised to find Jesse Stone. He was leaning against the right front fender of his cruiser, which was parked beside her BMW Roadster. His face was turned to the sun. Portia loaded her packages into the BMW without acknowledging him. "I'm working on my tan," Jesse said. "Why? Surely there must be any number of adolescent miscreants you could be dogging," Portia said. "You know what I'm sorry about? Should I care? I'm sorry we got off to such a bad start." "Spare me." "No, I mean it. You see, I think we might have some common ground." Portia now stood beside the car, facing him. "I'm going to regret asking, aren't I?" she said. Jesse looked at her. "I think Courtney could use our help," he said. "Our help?" "That's funny. Your husband said the same thing. Is it so outlandish to think that I might want to help get to the bottom of what's causing her to behave as she is?"
"Yes."
"Yes, what?" "Yes, it's outlandish." "Come on, Portia. You believe I'm an overzealous policeman, and I believe you're a vindictive mother." "Okay, so be it. But can't we both step out of character for a moment and just talk to each other?" Portia didn't say anything. "We've both got a problem here. Mine is dealing with an unrepentant lawbreaker with issues. Yours is trying to get to the bottom of your daughter's behavior. That's how you perceive this?"
"Yes."
"Look," she said, "even if I were to appreciate your point of view, which I don't, by the way, I would still maintain that what's happening to Courtney is none of your business. You don't know her. You don't know us. You don't know anything. So for the sake of this conversation, allow me to advise you to, how shall I put it, stay the fuck out of it."
"I'm sorry you feel that way."
"Well, I do. It doesn't have to be like this." "Once again, you're wrong. Listen to me, Jesse. I'll say this once, and then we're going to act like it never happened. We are the Cassidys. We don't seek your opinion as to how we live our lives or conduct our family business. We buy and sell you. You don't count. Do I make myself clear?"
Jesse sighed.
"Now, if you'll please step away from my car," she said.
Jesse did.
She got into it. She lowered her window. "Thanks for your time," she said. "I know how valuable it is." She gunned the engine, pulled out, and sped away.